He looked behind him frequently as they made their way through the crowded streets. Tamard and Desmond had left the castle early this morning to take up positions on the route they must take and watch for anyone following them. But even so, Ned was uncertain. The shadow of the king's spider and his little birds had him fretting like a maiden on her wedding night. The Street of Steel began at the market square beside the River Gate, as it was named on maps, or the Mud Gate, as it was commonly called. A mummer on stilts was striding through the throngs like some great insect, with a horde of barefoot children trailing behind him, hooting. Elsewhere, two ragged boys, no older than Bran, were dueling with sticks, to the loud encouragement of some and the furious curses of others. An old woman ended the contest by leaning out of her window and emptying a bucket of slops on the heads of the combatants. In the shadow of the wall, farmers stood beside their wagons, bellowing out, "Apples, the best apples, cheap at twice the price, and blood melons, sweet as honey, and turnips, onions, roots, here you go, turnips, onions, roots, here you go, here." The mud gate was opened, and a squad of city watchmen stood under the portcullis in their golden cloaks leaning on spears. When a column of riders appeared from the west, the guardsmen sprang into action, shouting commands and moving the carts and foot traffic aside to let the knight enter with his escort.